Well, many of these female warrior songs have ties, as we have already seen, to real people. And a ballad of about the 1640s sings about a gallant she-soldier who, for the love that she bore to her husband, attired herself in man's apparel and so became a soldier. She marched along with him through Ireland, France, and Spain. Never was known to be a woman till at the last, being quartered near unto Tower Hill in London, she brought forth a gallant man-child to the wonder of all her fellow soldiers. Now, this is like some of what we've talked about today. Directions at the bottom of the ballad sheet tell people that hears of this news how they might pay a visit to the female soldier and probably drop a coin in the cup for her. It says, all that are desirous to see the young soldier and his mother, let them repair to the sign of the blacksmith's arms in East Smithfield, near unto Tower Hill in London. Inquire for Mr. Smith, or for Mr. Clark, for that is the woman's name. Well, eventually, these female warrior ballads become a kind of a trope, a popular trope, and they had an influence on a whole range of songs. And typical in the patterning of these ballads is a dialogue, like we heard in The Cruel War, where a departing sailor or soldier is saying goodbye to his sweetheart, and they have this discussion about whether she'll go along with him or not. In The Cruel War, he says yes, and then in some ballads, she says yes, he says yes, and then she goes along with him. But a whole genre of lament ballads begin to come into place where the answer is no. And so the ballad becomes a kind of lament type. An example of this is the Seaman's Doleful Farewell. And here is a broadside, the earliest I've found for this ballad, from about 1690s. And this farewell has very interestingly been a continually sung song down to our own day. In the 1700s, it got chopped down so that it would fit on the typical slip sheet ballad of the 18th century, which you have a little pretense of. And it was called Billy and Nancy's Kind Parting. In the 19th century, it gets reworked again in other parts of Britain, and it becomes Molly and Johnny, which is the way that Newfoundland singers sing it. At some point in its life, it becomes a song that was very popular in the 1960s and 70s folk song revival called The Larks They Sang Melodious. And friends of mine in Eugene, Oregon, learned The Larks They Sang Melodious from an Irish merchant marine on an English ship named Charles O'Haggerty, who taught it to them in Claremont, California. And so I want to sing with you this song that has found its way down three centuries of pubs and firesides to us. And the form that we'll do it in is kind of so that the end tags of the stanzas get repeated, and that's where you can come in, and in typical pub fashion, it has lots of room for 19th century harmonies, you know, sort of music hall-ish harmonies, so. It was pleasant and delightful on a midsummer's morn. The fields and the meadows were covered with corn. The blackbirds and thrushes sang on every green spray, and the larks they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. And the larks they sang melodious, and the larks they sang melodious. Well, a sailor and his true love went out a walking one day. Said the sailor to his true love, I'm bound far away. I'm bound for the East Indies, where the wild cannons roar. I must go and leave my Nancy. She's the girl that I adore. I must go and leave my Nancy. I must go and leave my Nancy. I must go and leave my Nancy. She's the girl that I adore. So the ring from off her finger instantly drew, saying, take this, my dearest William, my heart will go too. As she stood there embracing him, tears from her eyes fell. Oh, may I go along with you? Oh, our anchor